This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting will begin shortly in New Delhi. All the newly elected BJP MLAs and the party's senior leaders will participate in the deliberations. The name of next Chief Minister of Delhi will be finalized in the meeting. The party today named two central observers for its legislature party meeting in Delhi to elect its leader. They are senior party leader and MP Ravi Shankar Prasad and National Secretary Om Prakash Dhankar. The swearing-in ceremony for the next Chief Minister will be held tomorrow morning at Ramlila Maidan in the national capital. The BJP won 48 out of 70 seats in the Delhi Assembly elections. India and Argentina today signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU to strengthen cooperation in lithium exploration and mining. The agreement was signed during a meeting held by Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy with Governor Catamarca, Argentina Raul Alejandro Jalil in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the discussions focused on expanding cooperation in the mining sector, particularly in lithium exploration and investment opportunities. The Secretary of the Ministry of Mines and senior officials of the Ministry of Mines were also present in the meeting. Senior officials from both sides engaged in discussions on policy frameworks, regulatory aspects and sustainable mining practices to ensure a mutually beneficial partnership. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved additional central assistance of over 1,554 crore rupees from the National Disaster Response Fund, NDRF, to five states affected by natural calamities such as floods, flash floods, landslides and cyclonic storms during the past year. According to the Home Ministry, 608 crore rupees has been approved for Andhra Pradesh, over 170 crore for Nagaland, over 255 crore for Odisha, more than 231 crore for Telangana, and over 288 crore rupees for Tripura. The Home Ministry said this additional support is separate from the funds already allocated to the states by the centre under the State Disaster Response Fund. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today asserted that India is no longer just a follower. It is now leading the way in multiple fields. In an interview with a podcaster, he said that the country is setting global benchmarks by offering leadership and pioneering innovations across sectors. Dr. Singh pointed out that India's space sector has witnessed an unprecedented transformation with a surge in ambitious missions and international collaborations. The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, today refuted the claims regarding the change of FASTag rules declining transactions, as reported by some media publications. NHAI, in a statement, said that the circular released by the National Payments Corporation of India on the 20th of January has no impact on the FASTag customer experience. It was issued to facilitate the resolution of disputes between the acquirer bank and the issuer bank on FASTag status while the vehicle crosses toll plazas. Chief Minister of Odisha Mohan Charan Majhi has assured the Nepal embassy that justice will be served on the alleged suicide of a female student from Nepal at KIIT University in Bhubaneswar. Mr. Majhi spoke to two envoys of the Nepal embassy today and assured both that peace and normalcy will be restored on the KIIT campus where hundreds of Nepali students are studying. The Odisha government has constituted a high-level fact-finding committee headed by an additional chief secretary of the Home Department to probe into the alleged suicide of a female student following an alleged harassment inside the campus. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has launched RBI Data, a mobile application designed to provide the users with easy access to macroeconomic and financial statistics related to the Indian economy in a user-friendly and visually engaging format. The RBI in a statement said the app will provide access to more than 11,000 different series of economic data related to the Indian economy. Users will be able to view time series data in graphs or charts and can download the data for analysis. The ninth edition of the ICC Champions Trophy began this afternoon with defending champions Pakistan taking on New Zealand in the opening ODI match in Karachi. Batting first, New Zealand set a target of 321 runs. Earlier, Pakistan won the toss and opted to bowl. Indian team led by Rohit Sharma will begin the campaign against Bangladesh at the Dubai International Stadium tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.